This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at Sutton Station looking at further IRA trials for blind and partially sighted rail passengers. Joining me here from Thomas Pocklington Trust, who have been working with Go Via Thameslink on this project, is the Sight Loss Council Engagement Manager for the South East, Dave Smith. Dave, welcome to Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about, first of all, these IRA trials are a part of a much bigger project that Thomas Pocklington Trust is doing with the public transport and the South Loss Councils. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. So this is just one thing that we're doing across the transport network. We're working over the next 3 years trying to improve public transport for blind and partially sighted people, particularly around trains and buses. And the IRA trial is just one of the projects that we're working on, in particular down here in the southeast.
Now, these trials have now expanded to further 8 stations following the success of last year. Can you tell us a bit more about how you feel the trials have gone in general in between all of the stations that are supporting it at the moment?
The feedback we've had has been quite positive. We're looking for more blind and partially sighted people to use the IRA and give their feedback on how it's working. The initial launch was back in June at 4 key stations on the Govia network, and this expansion is to try and enhance and improve access for more blind and partially sighted people to use their services and their train stations to get on the rail network.
Have you used IRA yourself within a train station?
Yes, I have. I'm blind, so I've used IRA many times. I tend to use it generally at Brighton Station because that's where I travel to lots. And my experience of the service has been exceptional, really. It's just makes travelling independently really, really good. You're going in or out of the station, you can just hook onto the IRA service and get support with wherever you're going. And that might be heading to the accessible loo or grabbing a coffee or just getting out to the bus stop or to a taxi.
How did you find the consistency of the IRA service? You've said you've been using it for a while now consistently. Do you think the service of the IRA agents has been consistently good?
I do. They're all trained agents. So as soon as you connect to a call, they know where you are, so they can then quickly jump onto a map, and they have maps of the train stations that are in within the service that is currently being offered, so they can then pinpoint you and guide you that way. They can also connect via your camera, so they can see where you are and use your camera to navigate you to where you need to go.
Coming from your own Sight Loss Council volunteers that you manage, what's the feedback you've received from their use of the app, whether it's at Sutton train station where we are today to other locations?
So I cover the southeast as part of my role, so my volunteers are based down in the southeast. So Brighton is the station that's got the IRA service at the moment, but with this expansion it's Eastbourne and Chichester. So but the experience that I've heard from my volunteers that have used it at Brighton is that it's very good. It's a very busy station. It's got a big wide concourse and an open expanse outside, so getting access from the bus stop and being able to connect to IRA and be walked across the concourse into the station to a member of staff is a really good service and one that really, really supports independent travel.
Going back to using IRA with a mobility aid, how do you find having a mobility aid in one hand, let's say, and using IRA in the other? How do you find that experience, or have you had any feedback from your volunteers on that particular aspect?
Positive and negative feedback. On the whole, it's been positive. You hold a phone up at your chest, so it's kind of tucked in at your chest, so it's just the camera is showing outwards. And then most people like to use it through earphones, so you can have the agent straight into your ears rather than trying to do it through a loudspeaker, which can be quite hard to hear. In a noisy environment in particular. So I think on the whole that's been okay. I think that the problem, if there is a problem, is when you've got a bag of shopping and you've got a guide dog or a mobility cane, then you almost need a third hand to carry your phone. But there are carriers and harnesses that you can use if you so choose. But on the whole, most people have just got on and used it, and there's been no problem.
If there are people who are apprehensive to use this technology, or people who genuinely haven't used it yet, what would be your message to them to encourage them to try the app at various supported stations?
Our message would definitely be go out and try it. You know, certainly it's the idea is to make transport accessible, and this is just one solution that Govia are trialling to try and help blind and partially sighted people get out and about and be independent just like a sighted person. It's a very, very good service. It's free of charge, other than, you know, your data charges on your own phone, which are quite minimal nowadays. So, you know, go and try it.
And could you also share some hopes for the future of hopefully this project and your future work to make public transport more accessible that Thomas Pocklington Trust is doing?
Yeah, I guess our long-term goal would be to make public service, public transport accessible to all blind and partially sighted people, and therefore there to be a consistent service across the country as well. Our hope is that this expansion will, you know, will continue, and it will go out across all of the Govia network, and hopefully other train operators will realise that this is a good app, and, you know, maybe adopt it for their services too. But from a Sight Loss Council and Thomas Pocklington Trust point of view, it is only one navigating app. There are others available and are being tested by other train operating companies, and it's just finding the best solution for the scenario that we're in.
Fantastic. Dave Smith, Engagement Manager for the South East from Thomas Pocklington Trust, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Hubert.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.